You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. Nuclear weapons in Europe. The headline in The Telegraph and picked up by The Times of London. U.S. to station nuclear weapons in Ukraine to counter threat from Russia. We welcome Peter Husey, our guide on nuclear weapons. He's president of Geostrategic Analysis. He is a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. Peter, a very good evening to you. Vladimir Putin has been speaking of nukes as long as the invasion of Ukraine goes on. My understanding, he's been boasting about deploying nuclear weapons to Belarus more than once. There is the possibility of nuclear weapons in other parts of the former Soviet Empire, now part of the Russian Federation. The news is that the U.S. is planning on stationing nuclear weapons at an RAF base where they've been before in Great Britain. What kind of news is this? Does this change our posture towards Russia? Why are we being told this? Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John and Officer Gordon. It's a continuation, John, of a policy adopted right after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, that in addition to our airplanes and their gravity bombs deployed in, for example, Germany and the Netherlands, we would add Britain to the list of countries where combined we have about 200 gravity bombs, which bombs fall out of the bottom of an airplane, which means the airplane has to go over to the target and find it and drop it. So it's different than a missile, where you can launch from anywhere. And of course, these are the only warheads we have outside the United States, except for in the oceans. And it was to counter the Russian talk of using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. So it is a continuation of a policy that we adopted in 2022, but we've had these gravity bombs in Europe for decades.
How many?
The number that most of the people that I know use in the Pentagon is 200. But none in Europe. None in the Pacific and none in the Middle East.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, the question is, why are we learning about this now? Is this supposed to be, for instance, a deterrence message to Russia? Or is this just sort of a miscellaneous disclosure that some newspaper reporter was able to dig up?
Well, it's an interesting question because the request for the money is not secret. It's in the defense request back in 2022 in the defense budget appropriations request from the administration to Congress. So either somebody decided to leak it or emphasize that, hey, did you remember we sent this message over to Congress asking for more money and gave it to the Telegraph or gave it to the media and hoped somebody would cover it. And that would counter Russian, whether you call it bluff, bombast, or real threats of potentially using nuclear weapons against NATO or NATO forces or the United States or Ukraine in order to win a war that they might be losing. So you can pick how you think it is. It is part of a message that we have a deterrent and it's serious. On the other hand, the Telegraph, I believe, is on the side of, boy, wouldn't it be nice to get rid of these weapons because it's starting an arms race or it's destabilizing. So you take your pick about where you think the Telegraph is coming out. Again, it's not news in the sense of, oh, we didn't know we were going to do that. On the other hand, isn't it interesting is we haven't had any nuclear weapons in Britain for over a decade. On the other hand, Britain has its own nuclear deterrent, as France does. So you take your pick. My view is we are woefully short. We have no tactical nuclear weapons in Pacific. We have none in the Middle East. And the ones we have in Europe have to be flown to the target, which is going to be hit with air defenses and fighter planes coming out to try to shoot our guys down. So, and it takes time. And so what they're trying to do is gin up demonstrations at the base to, just like when we deployed the Pershings and Glickums under Reagan, there were, I remember all the huge demonstrations at the bases where these missiles were being deployed. I think that's what some friends of us in the media are trying to gin up.
These weapons are called B-61s. Are we building new B-61s? Are we building a new gravity bomb, nuclear?
Well, we are. There's a term. It's called Service Life Extension Program, SLEP. And what it does, it takes warheads that are 10, 20, 30, or 40 years old and redo them so that it's like you take an old car out of the garage that hasn't worked in, you know, for a while, and you fix the carburetor and you fix this and fix that, and you go, here, it can run. That's what we've done with most, we're doing with most of our warheads, because we haven't built a new warhead in decades. So these are basically refurbished warheads, and to the extent that NNSA, the National Nuclear Security Administration, has all the warheads, and we are woefully behind not only doing service life extension on our stuff, but building the weapons we need. NNSA is doing an extraordinary job, given how much of a deficit they were in.
Gordon, I have a question.
Following on what you just said, Peter, the United States has not detonated a nuclear device since early 1990s.
That's right.
Do our bombs and do our warheads actually work?
That's a very good question. I'm currently at the Exchange Monitor Nuclear Deterrence Summit, where I spoke this morning on integrated deterrence. But that question came up on the panel I was in, and here's the issue. We haven't tested a nuclear weapon, I think, since 1992. The Russians, on the other hand, have. They're doing what's called micro-tests. And they don't do these things because they're not learning something. And what they're learning is how to build warheads that are more accurate, warheads that are more going after certain kinds of targets. I have no doubt our warheads work, and I think our allies think they work, and I know Russia and China think they work. But that doesn't mean they're of the type you need, because targets change and deterrence requirements change. So there is some suggestion among some that we may have to do some micro-testing, as opposed to, we're not talking about atmospheric tests or a full-up underground test. But the issue of deterrence is, if your system is credible and the other guy thinks it works, and they think you have the will to use it, then you have deterrence. So you can tell me, do we have the guts to use them? Do they work? And are they of a technical capability in terms of range, speed, and all that, that they're the capability you need? That, right now, I can answer, yes, they work. Two, they're of the capability. We were way short in terms of theater systems. Whether we have the will to use them, I don't know. The assumption is, if we have a deterrent policy, we're willing to carry it out. But this is where Putin thinks we're weak. The Chinese think so as well. They don't think we will ever use nuclear weapons in what is called a warfighting mode. Russia and China have absolutely said very clearly they believe the use of nuclear weapons in the battlefield is doable. Remember Yeltsin in 1999 called on the Russian military. He said, build me battlefield nuclear weapons that are very accurate, very low yield, and very useful on the battlefield. We have no such language in anything that we write. These guys are serious about using such weapons. I don't think it's bluff. And there, Gordon, we're woefully short. Whether or not you believe the systems work, we don't have them of the type, particularly in the Pacific and the Middle East. And the ones we have in Europe are gravity bombs. I'd much rather have gravity bombs and missiles. And that's what we're having a debate about. Should we build a cruise missile for the Navy that would be nuclear armed, which we used to have, called the Tomahawk, but which in 2009 we got rid of. So, and it's going to take 6-7 years to build a new one. And in the meantime, your guess is as good as mine, whether the bad guys are going to hold off until we get better.
Peter, the RAF Lachlan Heath is said to be the place where we're planning to station gravity bombs, B-61s. The delivery system is the F-35. The F-35 has to penetrate air defenses and deliver the gravity bomb over the target. That is a complicated arrangement. Is the presumption on the part of those who build nuclear weapons that the F-35 can do its job? There's the S-400 system and better out there preventing such a consequence.
What I understand from my Air Force friends about the Joint Strike Fighter, it does things that are just unbelievably remarkable. They're really good. But the other guys get to vote, and they get to develop advanced air defenses. So would I rather have missiles and the Joint Strike Fighter rather than just the Joint Strike Fighter? Yes. Would I rather have the Joint Strike Fighter or nothing? Yes. But my view is you put out there what you need, not what's convenient. And the question is, since we had the INF Treaty, which banned missiles over 600 kilometers up to 1,600, roughly, that's no longer the case. Is that, remember when Russia says in the article that we want to get rid of all these tactical nuclear weapons from Europe, what are they saying? Europe can't hit Russia with tactical weapons, but Russia can hit all of Europe with tactical weapons because Russia's not considered part of Europe. Okay, it's a very clever way for Russia to disarm us while they keep their theater weapons, which are at least 2,000 and maybe higher. So, John, it's a very clever ruse on the part.
Peter Husey is president of Geostrategic Analysis. He's a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.